Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 33 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. You make this ministry possible, and I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team here at the Building Great Lives podcast. It's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. This time of year, we see gifts everywhere. Gifts are on everyone's mind. My family has birthdays that lead up into the holidays. My daughter has a birthday in December. And if you're listening to this at the time of this drop, you'll notice that all around, gifts are on everyone's mind. Now, I like receiving gifts, and I imagine you do as well. Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, gifts any time of the year. We all enjoy giving and receiving gifts. And I have received some extremely special gifts in my time. I've received gifts from my children that were handmade, that you could not place a monetary value on them. They are some of the most precious gifts that I have. However, I'll tell you, they are not the greatest gift ever given. Now, they mean the world to me. I wouldn't trade them for anything. If something ever happened and I could get to them first, they would be among the things that I saved if I needed to move out of a burning house in a hurry, because they are irreplaceable. They are valuable gifts. And even though they mean the world to me, I have found that there is a gift even greater. Have you ever wondered what is the most valuable gift in the world? What's the greatest gift in the world? I can't even imagine some of the gifts and some of the expenses that some people spend on gifts, but I can tell you this: no matter how much money is spent on a gift, no matter who spends the most, I know a gift that is more valuable and greater than any gift ever given. And so, what is that? Well, even the Bible has gifts in it. If you begin to look throughout the Old Testament, you'll find that there were some extremely valuable gifts given, gifts that would be impossible to put a monetary value on. And we'll go through a few of those examples. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of King Solomon, she had questions that she wanted to ask of him. And when she went to him with questions, she also brought gifts with her. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter number 10, verse number 2, and then also in verse number 10, that when she came to Jerusalem with a very great train with camels and spices and very much gold and precious stones, she came to ask her questions, and as a reward of getting to meet Solomon and hearing his answers, hearing his wisdom, she brought all of these special gifts to give to him. Verse 10 of 1 Kings chapter 10 says that she brought him 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store of precious stones, and there came no more such abundance of spices than these which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. I want to break that down just a little bit. These gifts of spices and these gifts of gold, all of these things that the Queen of Sheba brought to him were extremely valuable. Take, for example, she brought 120 talents of gold. In the Old Testament, a talent, when used to describe the weight of gold or silver, It measured about 75 pounds per talent. Now think about that. The Queen of Sheba brought gifts to Solomon just of the gold that was 120 talents of gold. Now I'm not sure what the value of gold was in those days, but obviously it was very precious because she brought it as a gift. But in today's terms, the price of gold today is $1,789.26 per ounce. There's 16 ounces in a pound, which means that a pound of gold would be $28,627.68. A talent of gold was 75 pounds. One talent of gold, $2,147.76. That is amazing to me to think that she brought the gift equivalent to $2,147,076. That's mind-blowing because she didn't just bring one talent of gold. She brought 120 talents of gold. Equal in today's value, what a gift, $257,649,120 in value. What an incredible gift. Even though this gift was extremely valuable in monetary terms, I have found that it's not the greatest gift ever given. Not even close. Was it an incredible gift? Absolutely. But not even close to the greatest gift ever given. Another gift given to King Solomon. The Bible tells us in 1 Kings 10 and verse 22 that the navy of Tarshish also brought gifts to Solomon. Every 3 years they would bring him gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. What an incredible gift. But again, not even close to the greatest gift ever given. The navy of Hiram would also bring gifts to Solomon every 3 years, precious stones and choice wood from the almug tree. Solomon used this precious wood to construct the pillars of the house of the Lord. He also used the wood of the almug tree to construct his own house, beautiful and rare. They brought it from a land far away. The wood of the almond tree was also used to build the most choice musical instruments. What an incredible gift the navy of Hiram brought. But it's not even close to the greatest gift ever given. All the men of the earth came to Solomon for answers, and the Bible continues on in 1 Kings 10, verses 23 through 25, and says that they all brought gifts. So the king Solomon's exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. All of these gifts that they brought to him, monetary value could not be placed on them. However, they were not the greatest gift ever given. All of the earth sought Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, and horses, and mules, a rate every year by year by year. These gifts that men brought to Solomon amounted and equated to 636 talents of gold. Queen of Sheba brought 120, and that was over $200 million worth of gold. Incredible gifts, incredible value, but again, not even close to the most precious gift, not even close to the most valuable gift, not even close to the greatest gift ever given. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that wise men brought gifts to Jesus. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child and Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. What an incredible gift laid down at the feet of Jesus. Young Jesus, who was born in a manger from parents that were poor, incredible gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh brought to them, probably more than they had ever seen before, brought to them as a gift. The Bible is full of incredible gifts given to men by men. But even though that all of the gifts that we have mentioned thus far are incredible, and one would be so thankful to receive them, I submit to you today that none of those gifts, although great in monetary value, can compare to the greatest gift ever given. Are you wondering what it is? Because I know you've received great gifts before. You've received things that you cherish. And I know that talking about these gifts in the Bible have made us think about incredible gifts. But none of those gifts are the greatest gift ever given. The greatest gift ever given was revealed in John chapter number 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The greatest gift ever given was not a gift of gold. It was not a gift of silver. It was not a gift of precious wood or stones. But the greatest gift ever given was born in a manger, not wrapped in holiday-themed paper, but wrapped in swaddling clothes. The greatest gift ever given is Jesus, because Jesus brings the gifts that are greater than what men could give to themselves. For what we could not do for ourselves, Jesus can do for us. Jesus brings the gift of opportunity. The opportunity to experience him, the opportunity to change, the opportunity to start over, brand new, forgiven of our sins. He brings the gift of mercy. He brings the gift of grace. He brings the gift of forgiveness. He brings the gift of his Spirit. Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. And I'm excited to tell you today, listener, that that greatest gift was not given just to the perfect. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he came to those that need a physician. He did not come for those that claim to be whole. That means he came for those that are broken. He came for those that need him. He did not come for the perfect, for we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He did not come for those that did not need him. He came for those of us that do. That is amazing to me. The greatest gift ever given was the opportunity for us to repent of our sins, be baptized in his name, and filled with his Spirit. The greatest gift ever given was the opportunity for our lives to be changed forever. And when I think that he came and died and rose again so that I, the broken me, I, the sinful me, could be made whole and forgiven, that gives me a reason to rejoice. Greater than any gift ever given by the Queen of Sheba, greater than any gift ever given by Hiram or the Navy of Tarshish, greater than any gift ever given by men, greater than any gift ever given at the foot of Jesus is Jesus himself, wrapped in flesh, given to us that we might receive. And I am so thankful to know that the greatest gift ever given is available to every one of us. Jesus began to explain in John chapter 3 when he spoke to Nicodemus about the greatest gift. Peter explained the gift even further in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift." There it is, the gift of the Holy Ghost. All of those in the upper room received the greatest gift. Mary, the mother of Jesus, received the greatest gift. The disciples received the greatest gift. Then 3,000 received the greatest gift. Then the book of Acts says 5,000 received the greatest gift. Paul received the greatest gift. Cornelius received the greatest gift. The greatest gift is also available to you as well. I am so thankful that I can tell you that I didn't deserve it, but I also have received the greatest gift ever given, that Jesus came and gave himself a ransom for us. I come to let you know the greatest gift is still available for you. The greatest gift is available for you. The same disciple that declared that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost went on to declare in Acts chapter 2, verse 39, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." The gift is for you. The gift is ready for you to receive it. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, God has a gift for you. The greatest gift you could ever experience is a gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of opportunity that comes through Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. And he is still available for each and every one of us today. If you've never experienced the greatest gift ever given, I want to encourage you to do it. If you would like more information on how to experience the greatest gift ever given, feel free to reach out to me and I will do my very best to help you. Maybe you have experienced the gift, but you're dealing with circumstances and trials and difficulties. I want you to know that this greatest gift ever given is a gift that continues to be given. You can reach out and receive him renewed, and you can be encouraged again and again and again, no matter where you are. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been struggling with, there is a gift available for you. Jesus, the greatest gift ever given, is available for each and every one of you. It's time for you to receive that great gift. And as has become our tradition at the Building Great Lives podcast, I want to pray for you, listener. I know that you've been going through some things and you may have a lot of questions, and I want to pray that God will help you to understand that this gift is for you. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've done, the gift is for you. Whosoever will, let him come. Lord Jesus, I pray right now that you would open up our eyes, that we could see that you are the greatest gift ever given. Lord, there are many things that would come against our mind, that would close our eyes, that would make us only be able to see our pain and our heartache and make us feel like that surely the greatest gift would not be for us. But God, you are for us. You came for us. You came for those that need to be made whole. the greatest gift. It amazes me, Lord, to think that the greatest gift ever given was given for me, was given for all of us. For it's not the will of God that any man should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that all of us experience the greatest gift ever given. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please tell a friend. Maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillum, on Instagram at Rev Gillum. You can also reach me at buildinggreatlivespodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.